Richie T, and I'm talking with Josh Patel, founder of FantasyCon. Let me ask you this. Can we have too many cons? I think that's probably the first thing that people are talking to you about. It, but this is 6 years in the making. But can we have too many cons?
You know, if I'm blunt about it, I think doing the two conventions a year, I think, is too much on the Comic-Con side. I think I'm a fan of Comic-Con. I went and had a good time.
Yeah.
But I think there should be one. I mean, if San Diego and Chicago and New York can't handle it, I'm just worried of burnout, right?
Right.
As far as being worried about FantasyCon, completely not. Because what we're doing is so completely different. I spent 6 years building FantasyCon, making it completely different from any. There's 600 Comic-Cons. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know
I spent 6 years making mine completely different.
So how is FantasyCon different from any other con that we would know?
Well, Richie, that's a great question.
Well, thank you very much.
No, the easiest way to explain, there's no easy way to explain how it's different. So think of all the celebrities.
Okay, right? Love that.
Think of a convention, right? It's three things: celebrities, panels, and vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
If you take away celebrities, then you have no panels, so it's just vendors.
Mm-hmm.
If you take away vendors, then you just have celebrities and panels, not much else to it. And the typical convention, again, I've gone to San Diego and the big conventions of the world, they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you appreciate it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
With FantasyCon, I wanted to connect the people to the artwork and the artists that are shaping and creating our world. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Think of all the top movies out there. For over 13 years now, every major movie is a fantasy or sci-fi, which is space fantasy movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's the games we play, the shirts and clothes, and the board games we play, the video games people play, the books that we read. It is shaping our society. And so when I go to these, so I went to San Diego, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the artists were tucked in the back corner.
Mm.
And I thought, man, this is BS. These guys created San Diego and all the Comic-Cons of the world exist because of these brilliant authors and artists, and they're tucked in the back corner.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense to me. So I said, let's bring them to the forefront. So I hired the top fantasy artists, people that have worked on Game of Thrones and Disney and a game called Magic the Gathering artists and video game artists like Blizzard Entertainment, the top fantasy artists in the world like Brom and Donato Giancola, Christoph Fauché, and I commissioned them to build the biggest fantasy paintings ever created.
Hmm.
Like, the minimum dimensions are 4 feet by 6 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
The biggest one that just got done. Some of these paintings have been in the works for 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it takes so much time. So all those will be unveiled at FantasyCon. And then I wanted to be interactive and immersive. So, again, pull all the celebrities and vendors away. We are showcasing the people that are behind the curtain that are shaping our world, these brilliant authors and artists. And then the second part is it's immersive and interactive. We have an archery range. We have hundreds of people wearing armor fighting in a battle arena that you can sit in bleachers and watch.
Oh, really?
ABC's The Quest just sponsored the battle arena. So that, I mean, what a perfect fit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have giant animatronic trolls. We have a 3-story dragon with a 63-foot wingspan, a giant fountain that's 16 feet tall that Adonis Bronze in Alpine, Utah built.
Mm-hmm.
They will actually spray water. I mean, it's a working feature. Ballet West is involved. We're going to use their backdrops. Their ballet gals have put together this amazing, elaborate ballet performance. One of their former people, the Salt Lake Pops Orchestra, will be there. Because think of Braveheart and Gladiator. Take away the music, it's nowhere near as good a movie.
It's not the same.
But now we have a battle arena with the Salt Lake Pops Orchestra playing, you know, Gladiator and Braveheart themed music while they're fighting, and they're going to choreograph. And anyway, just super exciting, super epic. And then you have glass blowers and blacksmiths and magicians from Las Vegas are flying out. I mean, I want to immerse the people in the world of fantasy in a way that's never been done before, and it took 6 years to do that. So then add everything that I just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then add all the celebrities, add all the panels and all the vendors that you normally see, and that's what FantasyCon is.
It seems like a lot of work.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Why are you doing it?
Honestly, at first it became something I felt. Gandhi, one of my favorite peeps, who says, be the change you seek in the world, and I'm not one of those live my life by quotes, but that really sums up a lot of what FantasyCon is. It's shaping our society and it's shaping our world, and we're not paying attention to it.
Mm.
It's one of the most relevant conversations to have, and we're not having the conversation about what is shaping our society, what's the most relevant thing that we talk about. Think about it. It's everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and nobody's paying attention to the people who created it for us. And the other part is, it has kind of become, I wanted to quit so many times. Richie,
I would bet.
Like, so many times. But I gave my word to the artist that first started commissioning those paintings. And because I gave my word, it kept me going year after year. I mean, I've killed my retirement for this thing, bro. I'm pretty invested.
Do you have a favorite part?
A FantasyCon?
Yeah. Something that you're looking forward to the most?
Yeah, so for me, a special part of it is, of all of it, we have you heard of Angel's Hands and Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Yes.
And for me, it's when those kids, give me a minute. Like, some of those kids will never see the outside of the hospital walls. I got three little ones. They'll live and die inside the hospital. So when they look up and they see the dragon for the first time, and that may be the only opportunity they ever have to see dragons and wizards and fairies and magic, and to see a giant dragon like that, to me, that's the soul of what FantasyCon is, and that's what lets me work till 1 in the morning and get up at 5 a.m. and live on 4 or 5 hours of sleep. That's the only thing that keeps me going, because if it wasn't for that and giving my word, I would have quit a long time ago.
People can find all the information that they need about anything that's going on at FantasyCon.com. Tickets at SmithTix, and you can get them through FantasyCon.com as well, right? There's a link through
SmithTix
to it.
Yep, any SmithTix locations and any go to the FantasyCon website, yep.
Now, can you tease me with anything that might still be announced between now and when the con starts? Is there someone coming that you have not yet announced, or is there...
No, I'm kind of a heart on my sleeve kind of guy. I don't like, I don't want to just keep, you know, rolling it out there last minute. To get Simon Pegg to do his first signing ever and his first panel ever was huge. I figured to just let the people know and let them decide for themselves. Is once they go in the front doors, they'll see exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, even the audiovisual, the lighting of the convention center, even that's completely different. There's never, ever in the history of the world been anything done like FantasyCon, ever.
It kicks off on the 2nd of July, goes through the 5th. You can go to FantasyCon.com for all the information you need. Best of luck. It's the first ever FantasyCon, 6 years in the making.
Yep, it's ours. Thanks, man.